So I was raised in a loving household. My parents, Jim and Rosemary, are sitting over here on the right. They taught me to love God. They taught me to help others. I was a good student growing up, but not a great student. Took advanced classes, made some B's, was an athlete on the rowing team, but never a champion, you know? I just kind of enjoyed my life, had fun. I went to college up the road, University of North Florida, Doc Holland. Shout out. Any other UNF people in here, shout out to you too. So that was almost 20 years ago now. And today, I'm a senior business leader in a Fortune 250 company. I've sat across the table from some of the biggest financial investors in the world. I've hired MBAs from top business schools, and I've even gotten some maybe not so smart debates with my CEO, who happens to be a Harvard business grad, and they've seemed to have gone okay. So I guess you'd call me a leader, right? Well, how did that happen? Sometimes I ask myself that same question. I'm not really sure how that happened. We sometimes find ourselves in these situations, right? Well, I'll tell you one thing that did happen is I learned God's word. I learned that I was a daughter of God, that I had long suits, that I had abilities. And another thing I learned was that I shouldn't compare myself to other people, right? This is a key, I think, in leadership and how I've come to the position that I've been in. Because, frankly, you know, I just started doing my thing. I knew the word, I knew what I was capable of, and I started just kind of doing what I knew was best. You know, I measured myself to the standard of the word. And in 2 Corinthians 10, verses 12 to 13, it says that we shouldn't compare ourselves to one another. We shouldn't compare ourselves to a small group that we hang out with, but that we should compare all of our actions to what God's word says. That is the true measure, what God's word says about us. And that's the only thing we can compare ourselves to. And so how does that help me as a leader? Well, you know, one day, couple years ago, I kind of woke up and I had a big title and I was like, wow, I have this big title. What am I going to do now? And I started looking around and I'd grown into the job. It wasn't like I went from, you know, something small to something big. I grew. But I was given a position that maybe was a little bit beyond what I was ready for. And that happens to us sometimes in life, right? You wake up and you find out that maybe you've been called to do something that maybe you're not quite ready for. And so guess what? I started looking around at everybody else. And I started looking at my peers. And there were a lot of people that were older than me. There were a lot of people that were smarter than me. There were a lot of people with bigger credentials than me. And I was sitting at tables with people I sometimes felt like I shouldn't be sitting with, right? And so I got a little bit freaked out. And I stopped doing some of the things that I had always done. And it slowed me down a little bit, to be honest with you. And so I got some advice from my coach, who's sitting right there, Coach Grillo, Coach Todd Grillo. He put me up with the word, yep. He's a good coach if you ever need one. He kept telling me the word. And I actually had a boss who said to me, you know, we really need your perspective. We need that finance lens. I'm a finance person. He said, we need that business perspective with a finance lens. And I finally kind of got my stuff together. And I started doing what everybody kind of expected me to do. But I had to grow into the role. I had to own it, right? Stop comparing myself to everybody else. And you know, I had another interesting thing happen to me along those same lines of comparing myself is I had a colleague. And him and I always would think exactly the same. We were making some pretty big decisions on behalf of the company. And I started to notice that our decision processes were kind of the same. You know, like we had the same judgments and opinions about people and about situations. And when I was with him, I always felt really, really smart. I was always like, yeah, Joe's smart. He thinks the same thing I do. We came to the same conclusions. We must be right. That's dangerous too as a leader, right? It's dangerous when you get in this little group. You know, the word cautions you, don't get in this little group and start comparing yourselves to each other, because guess what? You might all be wrong together. You might all be wrong together. And you know, I started to realize that what was the most fun and the most impactful was when I was with a group that everybody was different. It was a huge pain, don't get me wrong. There were some days where I said to myself, gosh, I could get so much more done if it wasn't for all these other leaders. You know, all these leaders I'm with, they're slowing us down. But that's not true, actually. You know, it's what's really true when it's really fun, when we're really doing good things. It's when we're all different and we're all working together and we're all giving our opinions, you know? And our task and my job is we're trying to do well against our competitors, right? We're trying to offer a great product to our clients. We're trying to make a help people make a good living at our company by being successful, right? So it's worthy endeavors, but think about what the Holy Spirit lens would do, right? For all of you. That he told me, look through a finance lens. Well, look through a Holy Spirit lens. Or if you're with a bunch of people that have the gift of Holy Spirit, you've got a different lens, right? You're looking at something differently than everybody else. And guess what? The competition of life that God called you to is way bigger than my company, ADP. We're a payroll company. We probably pay like, you know, one person at every table here. Worthy endeavor, but it's not the competition of life. It's not what God called us to do. So as a leader, it's incumbent upon you when you find yourself in that position to raise up, to do what you were called to do, to not be afraid, to not look at everybody else and think, wow, that person's a lot older than me. That person has a lot more experience. Maybe I should keep my mouth shut. Don't keep your mouth shut. Be a leader and speak up and do what God called you to do, because he needs every single one of us. Thank you.
Thank you, Sarah.